The healing
Love is Talk
the
Radio.
First comprehensive neurological rehab center offering hyperbaric oxygen therapy, biofeedback, physical therapy, and other beneficial treatments. For more information about the Institute and the upcoming free support group, call 954-975-3563 or go to thehealinginstitute.net.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Janine Fitzgerald, and we are here to discuss fitness and nutrition and health every Saturday from 4 to 5. And in the studio with us today is a very special guest, a longtime client of mine. He is the top neurosurgeon this year in South Florida. Dr. Perry Holtzell is with us. So we're going to be learning a lot from him today. Also, I wanted to remember that you can also hear Holistic Lifestyles Radio Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m., and Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m., and Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. All of our shows can be heard right here on WWNN AM 1470 and on Blog Talk Radio. You can also hear the shows live on our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. Also, some upcoming events, November 5th, through November 8th is the second annual 12-Step Music Fest, which will be taking place at Sugarloaf Key. This is a wonderful family event, camping, floating meetings, fishing, and nonstop music. Our sponsors for today are Destination Hope, Jacko's Automotive, and Hanley Center. So, right now, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back, so stay tuned.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck.
I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero-stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And welcome back. You are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm your host, Janine Fitzgerald. We are here to discuss health and fitness. And we have a very special guest with us today, a longtime client of mine, neurosurgeon Dr. Perry Holtzell. How are you, Perry?
I'm fine today, Janine.
Thank you for being here with us.
It's a pleasure.
So you have been one of the top neurosurgeons in South Florida for the last 3 years, and this year you have been voted the top neurosurgeon in all of South Florida. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's always a nice feeling to have an accolade like that. It certainly helps my referral pattern, and I enjoy helping people a lot. From a surgical perspective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, now, you know, you and I go pretty far back. About 8 years we've been working together. Is that about right, 8 years?
Yes, that's correct. We've been together, yes, about 8 years. You came up to me when I was working out improperly, probably injuring myself and out of shape, and you came up to me and showed me how to correct some exercises, and after that I asked you to become my trainer, and you've been with me since the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
It's been
a great benefit.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that. It's been wonderful. But prior to that, you were involved in fitness for a number of years. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I always enjoyed being physically fit, especially when you turn 50, you have to work a little bit harder at it,
mm-hmm.
and you have to try different perspectives, and I saw that I wasn't going much of anywhere until I, got a very good personal trainer, and he showed me not just the physical aspects, but of course the other aspects such as nutrition, and now we're at the point where I'm exercising pretty much on my own, and you help me with my core strengthening because it's very important to one of the things that I do, and that's dealing with people that have sore backs and sore spines in general.
Definitely. Well, for all the years that you have been in the gym, I'm sure you've witnessed many people over the years doing things improperly, making some big mistakes, wouldn't you say?
Yes, in fact, I've operated on two of these patients. One was he's in real estate, and he was an avid cycler, and he started working out, and he injured or herniated two cervical discs, which I repaired and got him back into the gym.
Wow, that's great. That's wonderful. You know, I wanted to touch upon five of the top mistakes that people make with their fitness regimen. So listen up, because this could be you. Enthusiasm is a wonderful thing, but sometimes enthusiasm can go a little too far. For example, your patient may have been a little bit too enthusiastic and doing too much at once, especially if you are new to fitness. Your body is basically unconditioned. You may not be used to everything that you are giving your body. So you do need to start slow and take time to listen to your body. Once your regimen becomes fairly easy, then you can take it up a notch. The other thing, okay, listen, women, many of you are fearful of bulking up. And quite simply, women do not have the hormones for creating muscle bulk. I mean, Perry, wouldn't you agree that women are just designed differently than men?
Yes, I would. Certainly, hormones do play a lot in muscular and bony structural overlay, which the muscles are attached to. And, of course, the spinal cord itself, which gets damaged through improper exercise,
mm-hmm.
improper
mm-hmm.
eating habits, and very important, making sure that the body is hormonally fit to take on these new things. And I believe that anyone who becomes serious about trying to get in shape should get a trainer and get into a training program by a professional. I'm a neurosurgeon, and I know quite a bit about the brain and the body, but when it comes to looking at yourself, even in a mirror, it's a distorted picture.
It's a whole other ball game.
It's a whole other ball game, as they say, yeah.
Well, and, you know, one of the mistakes, another one that people make when working out is using momentum. This can lead to causing injury, you know, in terms of the connective tissue. It can lead to joint pain. So you want to go through a repetition slowly and controlled. The other thing that you want to make sure that you do is proper breathing. That is another big common mistake that people make is holding their breath. And our muscles do need that oxygen. So be sure to focus on breathing in slowly and out slowly. In terms of your cardiovascular exercise, if you find that you are gasping, then you might need to drop down the intensity just a little bit. And the final thing is incorrect alignment. That's one thing, Perry, that you and I work on quite a bit is proper alignment, because I think almost everybody that's listening, regardless of what type of job that you have or hobby, we oftentimes find ourselves doing repetitive motions, which can lead to a lot of pain. So we need to find out what type of movements we can do to compensate or overcome the type of postures or movements that we often find ourselves doing. For you, for example, you may find yourself standing on an operating table for several hours, which is very taxing to your body, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes. Body ergonomics is an important issue, and for me, I'm the last line of defense to try and help people or patients get back into a proper state. In and out of pain is really a blessing. I have a whole office that's filled with reminders. Patients that have written me letters about how they've benefited from surgery and have been able to go on to lose weight then and develop a much better lifestyle.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, we are going to be back in a moment. We are going to be taking a break. So be sure to tune up, listen in, because we're going to talk about some things that may potentially save your life. So don't go anywhere.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all-natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
We are back. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm your host, Janine Fitzgerald. We're here today to discuss health and fitness, and we have a very special guest with us today, Dr. Perry Holtzell. So, Perry, you basically operate on people's spines majorly, mostly. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. As a neurosurgeon, we're trained to operate on the nervous system. It includes the brain and spine, and I would say the vast number of cases are mostly spine, low back injuries, cervical spine injuries. They're very common. The patients that I see are generally patients that have failed conservative measures, and these conservative measures include acupuncture or physical therapy, traction. People may have heard of things like epidurals, which are shots relieved or delivered to relieve nerve pain. But I treat these things surgically when they're indicated, when all else fails and the patients are still in severe pain and they you hear of commonly used terms such as herniated discs or bulging discs, but in essence, they all imply the same thing. It's a disturbance in the anatomy where small, sometimes very small particles can be pushing on a nerve, causing severe pain, whether it's just in the back or the leg. And my surgical approaches generally are microsurgical. I use an operating microscope almost exclusively in my practice. The techniques are the same, and they involve making small incisions and approaching the disc itself. Sometimes it involves removal of the portions of the disc or little bony elements that push on the nerve, and generally a very quick recovery time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In fact, a number of years ago, you operated on a personal friend of mine that injured his back, was in severe pain for quite some time, came to you, and about 2 days later was off and walking around like nothing ever happened. It's amazing how far surgery has come. I'm sure in the years that you've been practicing, you find it just so exciting, the new methods that are coming out.
Yes, there are a lot of new methods, and that also invites a lot of abuse of the system itself. And unfortunately, about 30% of my practice involves fixing other people's problems that have had surgeries before that have not failed, that have failed or been improperly done, and they're still in pain. And using these techniques, I am still able to get them back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these patients come from all over. They've had several operations, and sometimes it involves removing hardware or other things that were placed, and the patients can still have what I consider a failed back.
Uh-huh.
Or a failed neck, and they come in often heavily medicated, which is also a separate issue. And
we'll definitely talk about that. Yeah, like you said, that's a whole nother issue that definitely could use some discussion. Now, do you find that a lot of times people that come to you with back pain, since it is such a common problem today, do you find that a lot of it can be prevented in terms of if a person would just keep themselves at a healthier weight or do some type of an exercise regimen to avoid this pain in the first place?
Absolutely. One of the things that Janine mentioned is that we still do she is still my personal trainer, and one of the things that I really consider very important is, first of all, keeping down the weight and learning to strengthen the core as well as the proper nutrition. And for me, it's a personal note because I have a bad back, and if a lot of people would look at my back, they'd say, oh, this guy needs a fusion. I've had spine surgery in the cervical spine, and I went up to New York. X-ray, and I thought it was good enough, and I was operating again 2 weeks later. But going back to the preventative issues, they're still as important after the surgery. And before the surgery, a lot of, again, people come in and they injure themselves by starting off too hard, by being out of shape, not keeping that core up, which aligns the spine so it can function properly and be less painful. And in fact, I was going to say initially that that's what Janine and I concentrate on, is my core, and it's enabled me to stay off medications.
That's wonderful. That's great. You know, and so often in terms of back pain, you hear about sciatica. What can you tell us about that?
Well, sciatica is an irritation of one nerve root or several nerve roots, and the way your spine is constructed, it's like a long skeletal tube, and out from this tube through little holes come the nerves, and there are several nerves near the bottom that come out in your pelvis, some exiting in front of and some exiting behind, that in combination form the sciatic nerve. So it's not just one little nerve, but it's actually thick as a rope, composed of a combination of several of these little ropes, and injuring any one of them produces characteristic types of pain, whether it's low back pain, whether it's pain that runs down to your knee, whether it's pain that runs into your foot. And I've had patients that have had operations, carpal tunnel surgery, shoulder repairs, knee replacements, and other things done that eventually have found their way into being a spinal problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's to be addressed. So my advice to patients is, or people with these problems, is to go out and get a few opinions. If it is indeed a pain that you're having and it's something that's sustained, you know, at any point in the United States, 40 million people have some form of back pain. Usually these attacks are acute and they don't last more than a few weeks, and I would treat them with chiropractic recommendations or physical therapy, acupuncture, even physical therapy. And these can be done by many different types of specialties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, do you find that in your field, people oftentimes are coming to you that are already in pain, they're on pain medicine? You know, there's a lot of criticism that we're an overly medicated society. What's your take on this?
Well, I certainly see a lot of that. Patients don't just take medications or go to these clinics where the medications are just dispensed to get the patient back to get more medication, but there are bona fide pain specialists, and their credentials should be checked if you're going to go that route. These are usually anesthesiologists or neurologists that have turned and deal strictly with pain management. A lot of the patients that I see are just out of control. They
mm-hmm.
just not only take the drugs, but use alcohol or other means to even increase the effectiveness of the medications they're taking, and they're very powerful now, much more powerful than they were 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think any medication, when used properly, is can be compared to a person using insulin for diabetes. I consider a pain, a disease, or a pathology just as diabetes or other problems, and the use but not abuse of these medications are useful.
Well, we've seen a lot of that, you know, currently in the news with Michael Jackson and about a year and a half ago with Anna Nicole Smith. You know, you just unfortunately are hearing more and more about it, about people abusing it. And it just seems to be, you know, gotten a little bit out of control. What do you think, in your opinion, what do you think that we can do to control this a little bit more?
Well, it's a very difficult problem to completely deal with, just even from my perspective, because people can always go around and doctor's shop, and right now there are checks in play where insurance companies, patients with insurance, the insurance companies will actually send you out medication lists if these medications are obtained legitimately. So you'll get a list of doctors. Sometimes their names are not given, but what the patient is actually getting. So in my case, then I would try and ask for assistance and get a pain specialist to help me to try and get patients off of these medications. And they'll often lie.
Uh-huh.
It's not uncommon at all for people to lie, to malinger, to do anything, to keep taking the medications. And if you don't do what they want, you know, you get threats, and other nasty things can happen, mostly to a dissatisfied patient.
Uh-huh.
In addition to just overdosing, they also put the treating physicians at risk, you know, by their demands.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of times our hands are tied.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that I would do is certainly try and attack it spiritually. I think a lot of these things are the result of society that expects instant cures. Everything's in the form of a pill. And if you look at TV channels, you know, or other forms of mass media, you can even see how they're tailored, depending on what age group they're targeting.
Uh-huh. We do seem to be bombarded by it.
Yeah. So these things should be done under the supervision of someone else. You cannot control yourself. It's a very difficult thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And it's very easy for anyone to start to self-medicate, and you fall into that very vicious cycle. Everyone else around you will see the problem except yourself. So,
well, and it's also very important, too, for family members and friends to step in, because sometimes a person just has lost control and, you know, family members, friends, they're afraid of upsetting the person or being too assertive, but sometimes you just have to do it for their own good. It's definitely necessary in many situations.
Yes, well, in a lot of those situations, the family actually becomes what I call enablers. You know, they
mm-hmm.
feel they can also feel helpless, and they can help perpetuate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They go into denial, and I've seen that.
Well, in talking about medication, there's so much discussion in the media right now about the flu vaccine. What is your take on this? I mean, personally, I think that it's just blown a little too out of control. What do you think about that?
Well, it's quite a bit out of my field. I guess if you could talk to the CDC or, you know, an infectious diseases specialist, the flu is around. I mean, in the past, it's killed hundreds of millions of people. That flu epidemic back in the early 1900s certainly did a lot of damages. And in fact, it was a large source of patients that had developed Parkinsonism after they had the flu. In terms of the vaccine, I would listen to what your doctor has to say. Some patients with impaired immune systems with certain medical conditions probably should not take it. I don't believe that it should be given out in supermarkets.
It seems
or
a little
pharmacies.
Too accessible, right?
I think it should be given out by trained physicians.
It just seems to be a little too accessible. So much advertising with it. I mean, you can't help but to look at your local Walgreens or CVS, and you see in big black lettering, "Have you had your flu shot today?" And, you know, I just think, like you said, I mean, in some situations, it is necessary, maybe for those that are working in a hospital environment where they are around sick people all day long. But for the general public, I just don't think the general public should be getting. I mean, don't you feel like at the same time it causes your immune system to lower if every year you're running out there and getting a flu vaccine?
Well, again, it's I'd rather be dealing with back pain and those problems. I'll be getting my flu shot this Monday at our annual surgical staff meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you again, obviously
I'm
work in a hospital.
I'm a health care person, and I will, and I do come in contact with a lot of patients that have colds or
sure.
other difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that is in big discussion in the news is how so many people nowadays are uninsured. They're not getting proper health care. What's your take on this? How can we fix this problem?
Well, the burden often will fall on us. I mean, if a patient comes into an emergency room, whether or not they have insurance, the people who are on call, and they're the same doctors that treat the patients with insurance, the patient will be treated. I mean, there's no question about that. I've done a considerable number of operations for essentially nothing, and I don't mind. I love helping people, and that's what I do. And for that reason, I'm in the practice of medicine, as are most people. And these people still wind up getting health care, but there are a lot of hurdles. You know, now they think they're becoming more exposed as our economy weakened. It sort of, drained the oceans, and now we can see all the little mountains that are actually, that were covered by the oceans and all these bumps that are there. And this uninsured health is a problem, and so in my opinion, is tort reform, which I drastically think we need. I personally have done my best over the years, and despite doing that best, the whole malpractice has been changed from getting these subpoenas and these actions against you from not true malpractice, which also implies intent. People don't come to me and I don't intend to hurt them, but to inconvenience people that are inconvenienced. And so it forces us to practice very defensive medicine, ordering multitudes of CAT scans and MRIs. In fact, in Broward alone, we have more MRIs than they do the entire country of Canada.
Wow, that's amazing.
So imagine it's $900 a pop, and a study center does, 10 or 12 MRIs a day, and all these other CTs, how much money alone that is. So it's a complicated problem. I think, unfortunately, physicians have not been listened to enough, and a lot of our ability to take care of patients have been wrestled away from us, and we're buried with a lot of paperwork and a lot of hostility.
Uh-huh.
And things are not the way they were 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I've never, as a neurosurgeon, been... my fee schedules have only been decreasing over the last 20 years. I've never had an increase. So you want to cut Medicare by another 23%. What am I going to be doing pretty soon? I'll be on the street with a sign that says, I'll do neurosurgery for food. So
we don't want to see that.
So we'll...
Well, Perry, I hate to interrupt, but we do need to go to a break. So join us. We will be back in just a moment.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778, online at fldentalspa.com. Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue and McNabb Road, 954-783-1999. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
We're back to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I'm Janine Fitzgerald. We're here discussing health and fitness with my wonderful client, Perry Holtzell, the top neurosurgeon in all of South Florida. So, Perry, I mean, obviously you've been involved with fitness for many years. It's obvious that you believe that taking a holistic approach to life in terms of mind, body, and spirit really goes a long way. Obviously, keeping your weight at a healthy weight, eating a proper diet, can essentially keep you in much better condition so that you're less likely to take on the expense of health care. Just take care of yourself first. And, you know, certainly a lot goes as far as your mental aspect. Can you share with us any experiences that you have seen where a person just had such a good spirit and, you know, maybe you didn't think they were going to come through, but they fared out very well?
Yeah. First of all, I want to say I'm not one of the top neurosurgeon. I, I'm one of the, I think, decent neurosurgeons. I have a lot of good and extraordinary colleagues out there that we're all in the same boat as everyone else is. And we're living in tough times, and I wish us all luck, not just health care, but all these other issues. But I do have, you know, several interesting stories, and one about faith. I had a young girl about 18 years ago. She came in with a very large brain tumor, and she had what we call hydrocephalus, or water on the brain, because certain communicating pathways were blocked off, requiring rather immediate surgery, but the tumor was about the size of an orange. And I went in there and operated on her, and again, with my old trusty microscope and my very good colleagues. And I was just at the last piece of the little tumor, and it was attached to an area of the brain called the thalamus, which is sort of like the gateway of everything. And the small blood vessel retracted, and the tumor started bleeding. The last little bit, it was no more than the size of your pinky fingernail, but it started bleeding like crazy, and I put an aneurysm clip in there, and I thought for sure the young girl was going to die, and she didn't. You know, she woke up, and she's now a teacher. And she has a really beautiful family, and we still keep in touch. But the one thing she always told me about, which always stuck with me, was that she told me that she saw a white light, and she was heading to the white light, and then something pulled her back. And we all hear about these light stories, but it's absolutely true. You know, that's what she believed. She didn't want to go away from the white light. She kept heading toward it, and something pulled her away. And her mother was right. She woke up the next morning and went on to do extremely well. And I don't know how spiritual you can get, but I think that was a combination of a great hope and tenacity on the family, and that with doing the right thing at the right time on my part, you know, save the life and save the soul. And I think that's what we are, and that's what medicine is. It's not a business. It's a passion, and that's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a remarkable story.
It is. It still mind boggles me. I still hear from the family.
Wow. It obviously wasn't her time, and she, you know, is meant to be here today to serve a great purpose. Well, you know, again, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure having you.
Thank you for having me on here. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, it's been great. And please join us next week. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I am going to have my own mother on here. She's going to talk about her situation with breast cancer, very emotional ordeal. She had a complete mastectomy a couple of years ago, was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, and she pulled through it. We're going to talk about that. There could be something that she may tell you that could potentially save your life or the life of a loved one. So please listen in on that. And once again, we want to thank our sponsors for today's show, the Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, attorney at law, and Jocko's Automotive. And remember, you can listen to us anytime. LifestyleRadios.com. Contact me with any of your questions, comments. Would love to hear from you. So every Saturday from 4 to 5, find out everything about health and fitness. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week.
Tell me which Health Magazine Radio Show on WNN 1470 AM. Also to our listeners on HolisticHealthMagazine.com. The next hour is being brought to you by the Quantum Doctor, Dr. Lloyd H. Gomberg, Doctor of Chiropractic, and also the Zero Point Systems. Find out more information by going to thequantumdoctor.com or by calling the Quantum Doctor at 561-613-5154. Again, thequantumdoctor.com or 561-613-5154.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample & Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Holland. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go to find the answer.
All right, welcome to today's show. Of course, it's Saturday afternoon. It's WNN, 1470 AM. And, of course, I'm John Hollis, and you are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, you're listening on blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. You're listening on WNN, 1470 AM. And you're also listening at our website, being streamed over there at holisticlifestylesradio.com. And we want to welcome our listeners. And, of course, if you listen to the first half of the show with Janine, it was very impressive and a lot of great information. And I hope you all wrote it down and, you know, look it up and make sure that you follow the directions. I know that I was awful at following the directions for years, and it got me into a whole lot of jackpots. Today we try to follow the directions as they're given to us, and guess what? Things work out a whole lot better. I want to go over a few things that are happening in the area and how it's happening and what's happening. And one of them is the 12-Step Music Fest. We're live, of course, during the 12-Step Music Fest. It's November 5th through the 8th. Myself and the staff of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on Saturday, November 7th, 2009, are going to be live from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., broadcasting from Sugarloaf Key. That is mile 20 marker. just before you go into Key West. The event is being billed as the Mini Woodstock. Music, fun, and fellowship for four sober and clean days, and we're going to be looking forward to it. Of course, it is a Mini Woodstock, so that means that you can leave your clothes at home. We're looking forward to it. And anybody that's been at the original Woodstock, if you're there and you can remember being at Woodstock, you were doing well, let me tell you, because everybody I know that was at Woodstock can't remember a thing. They're still trying to figure out if they were there or not. And, of course, we got some other things coming up next weekend, if you're a metalhead. It's the Fest, the Metal Fest at Pulp Live, and that's on Oakland Park Boulevard, and October 24th at 9 p.m., and you got a great band over there. You got Eddie D and Bitchfire. Bitchfire is a great band. You want to check them out. They are a rocking metal band. You'll love them. You can go to myspace.com/Bitchfire. I love it. So we're looking forward to being over there with Eddie. We got a whole lot of stuff going on in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be live from the 12-Step Music Fest. We got all kinds of things going on, giving away T-shirts and all kinds of fun things at the events. And we got Eddie's thing coming up on the 24th. We're going to do some pre-records of that and play it for you on another show. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. And as we go through the holiday, Dale and myself and Danny Lubers are working on several major out events, which means that we will be broadcasting live all over the place. Our next one that is scheduled is the New Year's Eve event at Back on Track, and John Henry and Mother Henry Productions is putting us on down there. We're looking forward to that. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Listen, if you're sitting by the radio right now, I hope you are. I hope you're listening. And if you are listening, this is what you want to do. Monday through Friday, you want to listen from 2 to 3. Because we got a great schedule. And if you go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, you'll be able to see the schedule. Monday is all about nutrition and recovery. Tuesday is spiritual recovery with Rashid. And Rashid is from Griffin's Loft, and they do a lot of metaphysical things. I think you'll find it interesting. They had an angel healer on this past Tuesday. It was pretty cool. How to hear it to appreciate it. Wednesday we have vegan. We have the Vegan Health and Fitness Hour with Robin Weinstein. And, of course, Robin will be in on Wednesday. She was sick this past week. I think it's from not eating any meat, but I didn't say that to her, okay? Then, of course, we got Thursday. We have Thursday with Open Forum. That would be me. And, of course, this coming Thursday, I have no clue who it's going to be until Dale drops it in front of me. Oh, he told me not. Yeah, now he's yelling at me through the window. It's all your fault, Dale. And then, of course, we got Friday with Christy Summers. And, of course, Christy's going to be taking those live phone calls from anybody with sex addiction. I don't know. I can tell you this, that usually when you talk about sex addiction on the radio, the phones ring. So get in line because not everybody gets through. And then, of course, on Saturday, it's back here with us where we are today. Tomorrow night's going to be an interesting night, though, I got to tell you. Tomorrow night is going to be, of course, a gentleman named Bruce Ranger, and he's going to be in studio. And Bruce is from he's a harness driver and a pretty amazing guy and does a lot of work in the area. And I'm in the process. I'm supposed to have it worked out with Richie Supa from Aerosmith. He's going to be on tomorrow night. And also we will be having a nice, fine gentleman named Chris D. He's going to be with us. He's here with us every week. And we have Tommy S. from Destination Hope. He's going to be with us also. And he's going to talk about his story. And you know something, if you were like guys like me and Tommy, where we came out from underneath the bridge and we came out scrapping, you know, the bottom line is you need to listen to the show. You also have Richie Supa, of course, of Aerosmith, and he's going to be talking about recovery also. So we're looking forward to tomorrow night. It's going to be 3 hours of fun in the sun here in Boca. And from 9 to 12, we'll be hanging out. So what we're going to do right now, of course, we're going to have Andrew bring us to our first commercial break. When we come back, we have some guests here in the studio today that we're going to be discussing all kinds of recovery and alternative ways of helping women and Reiki and all kinds of stuff going on. So hang tight. We'll be back right after this message.
Oh.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply, or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And we are sitting in studio today. Our first guest is a gentleman named Brian Shefflin. And close enough, right? And Shefflin. Okay, Shefflin. And let me ask you, that was like the Shefflinator?
The
Shefflinator.
Not about this show.
Oh, okay. And let me ask you, when you were going through Queens College, and you had your degree in psychology, is that correct? And you got that in 1980, is that correct?
Correct.
And you were on the squash team then, is that correct?
At the time I was a racquetball star, and then it wasn't until later in my years that squash was introduced.
Okay, so you got into the squash
part. It was like I went from checkers to chess. You know?
Nice, yeah. Nice. So, and at that point, you know, the guys knew who they were dealing with.
That's right, that's right.
Absolutely, it's a beautiful thing.
That's where Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, got the Terminator movie.
Well, he got it from me,
right.
From a squash play.
Correct.
I like this.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
actually,
yeah. I like where we're going with
this. I like this.
Yeah.
We're volleying,
yeah,
you know, right?
Yeah.
This is a volley, isn't it?
That's right.
So I understand that you have you graduated from Hunter College.
Correct.
In 1982.
Right.
With your master's in social work.
Correct. Correct.
And you have been licensed, board certified in the state of Florida since 1994. And for over 25 years, you've been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults.
Correct.
Well, you're in the right place today.
Right, right.
So let's get down to it. I need a whole lot of therapy.
Okay, well, you got it. You got it.
So I understand your goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe.
Yes.
And most importantly, you want to make sure that your belief is that people understand that you're unique and that you should be that people should be a person is unique and they should be able to be viewed as with a holistic approach.
Correct.
Not so much just from the neck up, so to speak.
Correct. Correct. Well, what I found that no matter how much knowledge that I may have or anyone else has, you know, from an academic or training, it's really the connection that people feel with me. And that connection comes in a variety of ways. You know, and I think what has most recently been my experience is the kind of energy that I give off. And that energy includes hope.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone or anyone coming into my office has to feel that there is some hope that I could offer them in their recovery. And the recovery, again, goes from all aspects, whether it's a drug, alcohol, depression, anxiety, some form of trauma. We are all in some kind of recovery. So I start with creating that atmosphere of hope. And that atmosphere begins with trying to understand exactly where the person is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And for my basic training that I received was to look at someone from a biological approach, a psychological approach, and a social approach. Now, through a number of years ago, I began to look into the spirituality as well. And that, you know, I always knew there was something left out. And when I began sort of focusing on spirituality as part of the biopsychosocial model, things really seemed to change. Not only for the people who I help, but also for me as well.
So you started to get more centered, and you started to understand who you were a little bit better,
right.
So you could actually carry a message better.
Right, correct. That was it. It was really carrying the message. And, you know, I must say, so when we look at someone from a biological approach, we try to take, you know, what their eating habits, their medical makeup. You know, have they been to the doctor? You know, have they had exams? Are they trying to follow a good health routine with eating and sleeping and resting? So it's very important. The psychological approach, their thoughts, you know, how the thoughts that come into their head, you know, are they thoughts that are based on some reality or is it based on some irrational thinking? The social, their relationships, their work and relationships, because that's, you know, that's quite the an open area. It could be relationships with people you work with. It could be relationships with a spouse, a parent. So it's really everyone you come in contact with. And then the spirituality. The spirituality part for me personally is understanding that there is a kind of a higher level. There is an intelligence out there that really does want good. that.
Well, you're kind of unique in a way because not a lot of doctors look at it that way.
Right, correct. They follow the scientific model. It has to be in the assessment, you have to sort of see it, taste it, touch it, feel it, hear it. And if it's not in that realm, in my opinion, it's something big being left out. And the part that's being left out is the part you can't really see. And that comes from the spirituality side.
Well, it brings up a great point because most people are chasing that hole that's in their gut. You know, we've been trying to fill it up with everything from, women to men to, of money to property, prestige, in some cases addiction to
Correct.
Some cases, all kinds of different things that we're trying
Right.
to fill that void with.
Right. Well, and I've also, just to step back, historically, the mental health world and the chemical dependency world were always majorly separate.
Mm-hmm.
It was something like you couldn't kind of cross lines. They had the therapists, the hospitals, the programs quite separately. And then the concept, a number of years later, the dual diagnosis person. Then they started to realize that there are people that the depression, anxiety, and the addiction were needed to look at together.
Because of self-medication.
Correct. Self-medication. And what really came out of it was the idea that the people started to recognize that the depression or the anxiety wasn't necessarily the problem, or the addiction wasn't necessary, or the drug or the alcohol wasn't necessarily the problem. It was their solution. And when that concept started to come to light, and I have to say that that came to me also from the 12-step model.
Okay.
The idea that, and if you look at the 12-step model, the alcohol in that sense is only mentioned once,
mm-hmm.
and there's a reason for it. And I'm not going to dismiss the fact that alcohol is a very serious problem when abused, and can be the primary problem. But once the person is able to eliminate the alcohol, then they really need to look at other solutions. And that's what I try to offer.
The causes and conditions.
Well, not only the causes, correct. You have to look at the relationships. You have to look at the biology. You have to look at the psychology and the spirituality, of course.
So when you start to look at the overall big picture of a client, you're looking at, in a lot of cases, you got to look at the family as a whole. So you got to bring I'll give you an example.
Right.
From my listeners. If you have a child that has a mental health issue, you want to sit down with the whole family and see what the family dynamic is to be able to figure out what's going on in the family unit. On top of that, you also want to find out what's going on with them biologically and, of course, mentally.
Right, right. Well, correct. I'll give you an example of the intake model or my assessment model. So if a parent calls and, and they're calling, and I have to say these calls are they're shocking but never surprising, please, my kid needs fixing. He's got a problem. He doesn't get up in the morning to go to school. He doesn't do his homework. The teachers are yelling at him. So I get this sort of right off the bat, here's my kid, fix him. So they expect the kid is going to come
like
in.
Like a babysitter.
Well, even more, they're going to expect the child to come in and say, I had such a rough day at school today that, the teacher, I'm so depressed, boy, I wish I can just, hang out somewhere.
They're just going to open up and let it all
They're going to open up and they're going to talk and they're going to say, thank you so much, I feel a lot better. Well, that doesn't happen, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I have to bring in the parents right away in that initial session, and I get all that information, and I have to tell them right out that, the child isn't going to be the solution on their own. It's going to take the parents.
Mm.
And I have to, let them know right off the bat that without their involvement, I can't help them. And part of the session may need to meet with the child because they are needing some of that one-on-one time. Just to segue into that, you don't have to, with a child, necessarily get them to admit they have a problem or get them to talk about the problem. We understand what is missing. What is missing is a sense of safety. What is missing is someone hearing them. What is missing is that nurturing, consistent, limit setting, and that can be provided in the office. However, if I don't teach the parents, and it's interesting, I have this chart that is very child-oriented, but really what the chart is to get the parents to have more structure with the child. I don't tell them that.
Mm.
They think the chart, and which lists all the the right behaviors and little stickers.
Come on, honey, let's do this together.
But it's really, mom and dad say, oh, good, let's get the chart, and then they know. So I do tell them a little later on that that it's also for them.
I got I was in a situation this morning where I was at a function, and we were talking. A couple of us were talking afterwards. And for the adults, you know, that was the children end of it. For the adult end of it, you know, I was talking with somebody that just lost a 15-year job. They just pulled the plug on his job. You can tell he's depressed. You can tell he's not feeling good. He's hating life on life's terms right now. And, you know, he's doing the best he can to show up every day, and he's putting out applications, and he's doing all this. But, you know, that fear of financial insecurity is bringing on a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety for him. And I'm sure in this day and age, you got to be seeing that at your practice.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you where I think that fear is coming from. I mean, yes, there is a reality of what is happening, you know, mm-hmm. the loss of a job or the spouse leaving you. But the fear, I feel, is coming from the person trying to change the past, trying to change what they said or what they did to avoid the problem, and also try to rehearse the future or mm-hmm. try to think how the future is going to be, which usually is a worry.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do is help them see, and what's called in the cognitive therapy model, the irrational thinking that is going on that takes them out of the moment,
okay.
the here and now. A term I like to use that Lisa has shared with me is try to be, you know, sort of vacant for the future. Try to be prepared. Try to do what I need to do today in order to make the future a better place. To not be thinking how the future is going to be. You know, that's where the spirituality comes in. That we again have to have faith that good will come. That God wants us to be happy. God wants good things to come. He's not going to do it for us. It still amazes me that people think, you know, why God? Why did you let me get fired?
I'm not talking about the God button.
Right, I guess.
Let me push the God button.
All right.
It's going to be cool.
All right, yeah, you know, that's exactly it. So, and, you know, I'll explain it that God gives us choice.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us freedom. We're the only species on the planet that has that. So let's take advantage of that. You know, animals don't have choice. Animals are all instinct. But the human being has that choice, has that freedom. So God is not codependent. You know, God is going to love you anyway, even if you make the wrong choice. You know?
Well, and I think it's a valid point that, you know, if I don't do the work, if I don't show up and do the work,
right.
you know, God gives me the strength. God gives me, you know, through my faith, I get my strength, but I have to show up with the shovel to move the mountain.
Right, right. And that's really been that's my job. My job is to convince people that they got to do the work.
Mm.
Right. And it's not an easy job. And they got to do it also repetitiously because that is how the brain works. So just on a sort of a brain note, the brain is wired to do a certain thing. We wire the brain, and you know, and the brain for people, the wiring, you know, could be depressed wiring, it could be a negative wiring, an anxious wiring. So what I have to do is actually help people rewire their brain. Another term I like to use, well, more of a modern day, is that I have a software for you, and you got to download it into your system. Used to be tapes, but now, you know. Now
you want to delete the old
right.
and upload the new.
Correct, correct, and that's what it is, and through the repetition. So for example, I have, I'll hand out, you know, like a little sheet that has some, you know, words of wisdom on it. And on that sheet, it'll talk about, you know, change of attitude. It'll talk about here and now, a variety of things. And they have to actually, you know, the prescription I offer them is that I want you three times a day, I actually want them to go in front of a mirror out loud so the brain could kind of see what...
My kid would love this, bro.
Right.
Watching daddy do that stuff.
Right, okay. Right. Oh, you must do that in the privacy, you know.
Okay.
Right, right. You cannot have anybody around because it looks kind of kooky and weird. But the idea is that you are going to repeat these words out loud, and you're going to look, and it's a way of just...
So it's like a positive affirmation.
Correct.
And getting in front of the mirror and just, you know, letting yourself know and believing it. So
right.
you're doing it long enough to believe it.
Right. Now, you have to do that every day, three times a day, and maybe for the rest of your life.
Mm.
It's just part of how the brain works.
Okay.
So that's just a method I use. So so the therapy with me is not just come in, tell me how you're feeling, and me nodding my head and trying to stay awake and just... you know, giving them support and sending them on their way, because that's not going to work. I have to light a fire under them. I have to be their cheerleader. You know, I think there's a term now that's coming around, more and more, a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it. I like to think of it a little more than that, but that's what it is. I got to coach them and tell them sometimes what to do because their wiring, you know, is not going to tell them what to do.
You know, we are sitting, of course, today on a Saturday, and we're talking about different spiritual approaches, mental health approaches, and most importantly, we are able to talk about these things because guess what? If you're not talking about them, that means your gut's eating them, and if your gut's eating them, you're not feeling good about self. And I can guarantee you, if you're not talking about what's going on and what the core issues are in your life, and I don't care what they are, if you're not finding somebody to talk to about them, then, you know, all kinds of negative things and negative energy and the things that we start pushing out around us really become harmful to ourselves and to other people. And I want to, of course, Doc, give all your information for me, please.
Again, my name is Brian Shafflin, and my address is 7200 Camino Real, Suite 104 in Boca Raton, 33433. That's on the corner of Camino and Powerline. And my phone number, which is available 24/7, you get me, and that is 561. Yeah, John's looking a little surprised there. But, I love what I do, and people, you know, count on me. So, again, the phone number is 561-843-0152. That's 843-0152. And I appreciate any calls. If I could help you over the phone or come and see me, that would be great.
You have a website?
Not yet. But I must say, one of my marketing is, while I have this opportunity, is that I do accept insurance.
Okay.
Yes. So I...
What type of, all types of insurance?
Yeah, well, Medicare for the older population and disabled. And
hear that, Dale?
Right. No, okay. Dale is not quite that. Anyway. And also, most of the local insurance. And I work with people... you know, on a case-by-case basis because, you know, again, I love what I do, and being here today is just my giving back.
Absolutely.
And that's how I see it.
Well, listen to this. We're going to go to another break. When we come back, we're going to have Lisa Marcus. She's been sitting in here. That gunshot that you heard earlier, that was her dropping something. But we'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Samplin Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. NovoLife MetaBoost consists of a special proprietary formula composed of all natural ingredients. It's composed of blended amino acids as well as 16 herbal products joined in a formula designed to improve your body's ability to burn fat. NovoLife MetaBoost assists in rapid weight loss by increasing your body's metabolic rate. NovoLife MetaBoost provides stimulation for lean muscle growth and assists in balancing blood sugar levels and systematic energy levels while increasing the amount of fat your body burns while resting. Combined with a whole food diet, MetaBoost capsules are one of the healthiest means to aid in rapid and continued weight loss. Originally sold through healthcare providers only, NovoLife MetaBoost is now available directly to you at a reduced price of only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. That's right, only $19.95 for a 30-day supply. That's less than 70 cents per day to change your life. Call toll-free 866-759-3746 now to order your 30-day supply or go online to www.novolife.net and you can order there. You will change your life. With NovoLife MetaBoost, it's time for a new beginning. Call toll-free 866-759-3746. That's 866-759-3746. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, John Hollis, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, you are listening to us on WNN 1470 AM. You're also listening to us on our Blog Talk Radio / Holistic Health Talk. And to our Blog Talk listeners around the country, you know, I got contacted yesterday, Dale, from a guy named Albert, and he was from the UK. And he was listening to the show and gave us two thumbs up. And so we want to say a shout-out to Albert, who's been listening to the show in the UK. And, of course, welcome to our other listeners around the world on blogtalkradio.com/holistic health talk. Also, we want to remind you that the 12-Step Music Fest is coming up. And if you go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, you can click on 12-Step Music Fest. And, of course, you can register, and you can be a part of our live broadcast, and you can be a part of just hanging out, man. Lots of good meetings, lots of good music. There's going to be like 27 bands there. It's going to be off the chain. And, you know, clothes are optional. Well, maybe not. I think they might get a little upset with that. Monroe County Sheriff's Department might be a little upset. So bring your clothes and have a great time. We are sitting in studio, and, of course, we have our next guest, which is Lisa Marcus. And Lisa is a very, very unique individual. She is a trained Pilates instructor. She's also a Reiki master degree since 1998, and she really believes in the importance of balancing the mind, body, and spirit. And, of course, she is a continuous study of the world's energies and their effects on health, well-being, and, of course, the ability to cope with stress and the changes in life. Matter of fact, we were just talking about some of them, all those things that are going on in the world today. And she, you know, I got to tell you, this was very impressive to me. All of those things are great things. But here's, if I had a drum roll, I would do it now because this is the amazing thing. Feminenza
International.
Feminenza International is a volunteer organization in 12 countries, and you are the founding member.
I am one of the founding members,
okay.
Yes. There were a group of ladies in 12 different countries.
Wow, and you guys all got together. And I want you to tell me again, what's the name again?
Feminenza.
Feminenza.
International.
International.
Yes.
And how did it begin?
Well, there was a group of ladies around the world that came together, and we had known each other from a group that we had been part of, a spiritual group. Mm-hmm. And we came together because we wanted to take on the cause, and I shouldn't say the cause because that's not the right word. We wanted to take on the study of what it means to be of the feminine gender today in this world at this time in history, and to support other women in the development of their own lives so that they could live up to what it was, their potential was.
Right.
And although we have a lot of opportunities here in North America and in Europe, but there are places all around the world that women don't have the opportunity.
What are some of those places?
Well, I would say first and foremost in Africa. Mm-hmm. And we've spent a lot of time in Africa working with young women who literally get sold off at the age of 13 for a cow. Their fathers will sell them in return for a cow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
So you made this decision with 12 other fine ladies, and it sounds like the organization is geared towards spiritually helping people to be able to process who they are spiritually so that way they can empower themselves to move forward with a better life, even in the worst circumstances. And I think we see that here. You know, that's one of those things that we see here. People can empower themselves to move forward. You don't have to be where you're at, and you help them to see that, correct?
Yes, John, exactly, exactly that. And one of the main focuses of Feminenza is gender respect,
right,
a greater understanding between the genders, because if you look at the two genders as one being the left hand of God and one being the right hand of God, they need to come together to work together so that we can move forward in the world and cause a healing.
With an equal understanding.
Absolutely, yes.
So when did this all come about? When did you start it?
Feminenza was founded in 2000,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to celebrate its 10th year anniversary.
Wow.
And we are now really starting to work with the public, and we are starting to develop programs. We just developed 2 years ago a program called Give a Girl a Chance,
okay,
which is a fantastic program. We were in Africa in 2006. We had a request from UNESCO.
Okay.
UNESCO, which is the agency of the UN that's involved in education.
Okay, absolutely.
And they invited us to come and do a 4-day conference called Humanity and Gender. And it was fantastic. We worked with men and women all about humanity and gender. But out from that 4-day experience in Africa, we saw that there was such a need for young girls to be helped, to be supported, whether it was to go to school, whether it was to run away from home if they chose to because they didn't want to be sold off or they didn't want to be cut FGM, and that's another whole show. And so we started this organization called Give a Girl a Chance, and we raise money. It's, again, we're all volunteers, so we have no overhead.
So this is like I didn't see it in the notes, but it sounds like it's a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
And
yes.
Slotted as such.
Yes, absolutely. And what I have found with people around the world, and especially here in America and locally, is that sometimes we get so caught up in our own problems, whether it is, you know, trying to find a new job because we have gotten fired, whether we're in recovery, whether we're having relationship issues. But when you step outside of your own life for a moment and you reach out to another, it seems like everything else can just seem to fall away, and there's so much more clarity of what you want your life to be about.
So what you're saying is if you get outside yourself, you can actually heal who you are.
Yes, yes. I was caught by what you said earlier about what do you do, what do you fill those holes up inside,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's so much a point of what people can do to heal themselves, is to fill themselves up with things. But in order to fill yourself up with something, you've got to get rid of some of the old. You've got to make room.
Get rid of the old baggage and bring in the new. And,
yes.
And again, I think that it goes without goes without saying, when you're, you know, in a position and you're hurting and you're holding on to that garbage. I don't know about anybody else, but I can tell you for myself, you know, I like cuddling with my garbage.
Right. You we
know,
all
love more, it. Let me hold on to this for a little while, you know. Oh, I'm pissed off at this one. I don't like that one. I don't like this one. Let me hold on to that stuff until I get to the point where I say to myself, you know, this is ridiculous. I need to change, and then I can let go of that and bring something new in. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely, John. It's the personality. It's the identity that we create, each one of us. We all create an identity. That's part of being a human. Who are we? But today we create these identities that are built around so many false premises. So in order to let some of that go, you have to really start to think about what you want to give your life over to.
You know, we're going to talk more about this. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a half Irish, half Italian from New York that's headstrong and wants everything his own way. Oh, that's me.
Hey,
we'll be back right after this message.
Are you tired of the auto mechanic runaround? Tired of the high cost and shabby repairs that go along with it? Let Jocko's Automotive Repair Center, with 25 years' experience, change all of that. They're located at 1141 West McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, at the corner of Andrews and McNabb. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center does everything from auto maintenance to engine rebuilds and transmission rebuilds. Let Jocko's 25 years of experience and his full auto diagnostic center help you with all of your auto needs. Stuck on the road? Call Jocko, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. And his friendly staff will tow you right to a center and help get you back on the road. Jocko's Automotive is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any auto emergency you may have. Don't delay. Call Jocko's Automotive Repair Center today, 954-783-1999. That's 954-783-1999. Or just stop by. You tried the rest, now try the best. Jocko's Automotive Repair Center at the corner of Andrews Avenue at McNabb Road, 954-783-1999.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
The Amrit method of Yoga Nidra takes you into the deepest levels of relaxation. This is the zero stress zone where you address the root causes of your problems and remove self-sabotaging thought patterns. Your health, relationships, and finances all benefit. This is consciousness-centered training where flexibility is secondary to sourcing your spirit. Learn how you can tap into your highest potential at www.amrityoga.org. That's www.amrityoga.org.
Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, and of course, it is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, and I am the host for the last hour, and of course, it's been a pretty cool hour. I like it. We've had some really good stuff here. We have Lisa Marcus that's with us, and it's Feminiza, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right, and it's Feminiza International.
Well, if Feminiza International is the cover, the parent company, we have what we refer to as Feminiza North America, which would be Canada and the United States.
Okay, and you are one of 45 members right now, right, who have invited to conduct a four-day seminar entitled Humanity and Gender, and that is at the United Nations.
That was passed.
Oh, it was? Okay, yeah. And how did that work out for you?
It was amazing. 4 days just meeting with all kinds of men and women of all ages in Kenya, in Nairobi, in the UN, which was exciting in itself. It was just like you see in the movies, the big UN compound, and everybody sitting at their desks.
And you were there hanging out.
I was there hanging out.
They give you an AK-47 when you got there?
No, but they check you pretty carefully.
Did you hear that?
It was very exciting.
And it has to be unusual because their mindsets are so, like, stone-like. They've been that way for thousands of years, so you walk into a compound and you try to tell a female that, listen, you don't have to be this way, and they're going to have to go back to the village that night with the same thing that they're with every day. And that's males that have the same thought process that aren't changing. So you're trying to work with the one group to help them change, but they're going home to a belief system that's not changed yet. So how does it work? I mean, how can you work through that?
Very slowly. It takes time, John. And I have to tell you, miracles do happen. One of the things that happened during the conference, which I will never forget, it was a big, big arena. And there were several hundred people sitting there. And there was a gentleman sitting next to me, an older gentleman. And at the there were certain times during the day that there was questions and answers or comments. And this gentleman raised his hand, and he got up and he said, "I don't believe that FGM is going on." Now, FGM is female genital mutilation.
Okay.
And that's when the young girls are cut. And it's called, they're cut on their genitals, and it's called the rite of passage, and it happens at puberty, and it's a tradition.
Okay.
And it's been outlawed by law, but it goes on millions of girls every year.
And it's more because of the villages and the village councils and things like that, correct?
It's tradition. Correct. It's tradition.
And in the end, when you lay your head on the pillow each night, because, again, I think everybody has their causes. You know, when you lay your head on the pillow at night and you've made a little bit of headway with an organization like this, or maybe you get a letter or maybe you get a contact that, you know, something, I've done something different with my life, that's what keeps you going.
Absolutely, yes.
And what's some of those experiences?
Well, a very personal experience for me is I met a young lady at the conference. She was a Rwandan refugee. She'd only been in Nairobi 6 months, and her entire family had been slaughtered during the Rwandan genocide. And she was just so sad, beautiful, though. So the night before we left, the last night of the conference, we had a little party for all the delegates, and she got up on the dance floor, and she danced, and the way she moved, it was so beautiful. And I got up, and I danced with her. And I saw her the next morning on Friday, which was our final day at the UN, and I spoke with her, and she wouldn't lift her head. She wouldn't lift her eyes and look at me. She was like a broken sparrow. And I left that day. What happened was I had a little hand cream, one of those little tiny hand creams, and I gave it to her, and she cried. She cried because she was so touched that somebody gave her something. At any rate, to make a very long story short, I stayed in touch with her, and I began to help her financially. And out from that came a whole organization, or I should say a program of Feminanza called Give a Girl a Chance, where we started to raise money to help young girls to go to school. And that was very personally rewarding for me, that I've helped this young girl, and she's become a daughter to me now, and we're helping other daughters. And it's very important to be able to reach out to other people.
I want to ask you, if somebody wanted to find out more information or donate or to be able to help your cause, what website would they go to?
www.giveagirlachance.org. It's one word, give a girl a chance. You must have the .org. Or you can call us on our local number at 561-451-0141.
Here's the reality of life. You know, if you're sitting right now and you're not feeling good about yourself, it was stated here a little while ago, the best way to get out of that is to get out of yourself. Go to the website. Check it out. If you don't feel comfortable, you know, just dialing a phone number, which most people nowadays go right to the computer, I would suggest that you look at this website, because it will be giving you a whole lot more information, so that way you can determine if this is the type of organization that you want to be affiliated with. And I am sure that once you look at the website, you're going to feel comfortable enough to make that donation. And I think that if we can all support a cause like this, what we're able to do is to help people around, females around the globe, to understand their potential. So if you're sitting today and you're not feeling good about yourself, go get on the computer and check out the website. What was that website again?
That's www.giveagirlachance.org.
And you know something, check it out. Of course, we are out of time, and we want to thank, of course, both our guests, and most importantly, we want to thank WNN 1470 AM, blogtalkradio.com/holistichealthtalk. We also want to thank our sponsors, because you know something, without sponsorship, we can't carry a message. And our sponsor for today was Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, PA, and Jocko's Automotive. For all your automotive needs, check out Jocko. And of course, we want to thank the guys behind the glass, and Dale, and everybody that has made this show possible today. And to our listeners, as I say every day when I end my shows, if you're above dirt, you're doing good. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be back tomorrow from 9 to midnight. Thanks.
Trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know, plant your love and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Health Magazine show on WNN 1470 AM, and also our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The last half hour has been brought to you by SoundPillow.
The Sound Pillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. You can check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free at 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.